And just like that, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, this time with video. Super excited once again at the Smith & Wesson booth at the Sands Convention Center, the 2018 SHOT Show. This time, my guest is Jan Mladic. He's the general manager of the M&P brands for Smith & Wesson, and we've got news in the M&P 2.0 line, Jan.
Yeah, it's really exciting, John. It just seems like yesterday we were sitting here
right.
Where we launched the M&P 2.0 platform.
You bet.
With all the new enhanced features in that platform. And throughout the year, leading right up to this show, we've launched extensions of that into many, many different products in the M&P line. And we're going to talk about some of the new ones here.
That's what the beauty of a video podcast is. You don't have to imagine. We can actually show it to you.
Yeah.
The 2.0 enhancements have made their way all the way through all of the M&P offerings in the handguns. And that's from big to small. But this year and this time, we're showing the newest, and that's the threaded barrel ready for the suppressor.
That's right, John. We have the we added a threaded barrel to the M&P 2.0 full size in 9mm and 45 ACP. So we have, it comes from the factory with a threaded barrel and also suppressor height sights.
Yep.
So you can just screw on your suppressor. This happens to be a Gemtech suppressor. It's a model GM9.
Right.
And goes right on and ready to go. We had a lot of fun with the suppressed guns out at the industry day at the range yesterday, putting a lot of rounds downrange.
You bet.
And it's just a pleasure to shoot, not only the noise reduction, but also kind of the felt recoil reduction as well.
There's all sorts of benefits there, not only for you as the shooter, but for those who might have junior shooters who want to get started. You can see those higher sights there in that shot. And then there's that Gemtech suppressor.
Yep.
What a really nice setup. In addition to that, throughout the M&P 2.0 line, we've got that additional texturing, more aggressive texturing. And I think that's a bit of a response to the aftermarket, what guys were doing with the polymer guns, taking them and having somebody after the fact stipple them up.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it ahead of time so it comes out of the box ready to go.
Right. That's one of the major 2.0 enhancements that we added. And we saw that, you know, in the last 10 years of the M&P, what people were doing in the aftermarket and taking a lot of feedback as well as new innovation. And that's what created the 2.0 platform with the more aggressive stippling and also adding a fourth palm swell size grip.
Sure.
So now you have a small, medium, large, and large that you can custom configure your grip to your hand size and trigger reach.
You bet.
Yep.
And we're positioning ourselves under the umbrella company, now acquiring Gemtech, to have these ready to go. You can have a perfect marriage. You know, we've got Crimson Trace in some cases, so we've got lasers on some of the M&P pistols.
Right.
In this instance, it's another partner company. It really positions Smith & Wesson nicely.
Yeah, Gemtech is a leader in the suppressor brands, if you will. You know, everyone's heard of Gemtech, and it's a pleasure to be working with them. And, we sent some of our guns out to Gemtech already so that, you know, they can configure their suppressors, the Lunar 45 and this one here, for our new threaded barrel version.
That's just
pistol coming out.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it grew there. It really does. It has a really, really nice fit and finish.
Yeah.
And
it's really, really seamless. And
once again, the beauty of the video podcast is you don't have to imagine it. You can see it. So there's plenty of threads there as well. Mm-hmm. So
and,
really well sorted.
It comes with a thread protector cap.
Sure.
So you can enjoy, you know, even if you don't have a suppressor or you anticipate getting one in the future, you can still enjoy plenty of hours of shooting with your new M&P 2.0.
Still perfectly functional. It'll have a thread protector on it.
Yep.
Even perhaps the possibility of putting some kind of compensator on there if you wanted to.
Yep.
I don't know if that's really the direction or the intent, but you could do it if you wanted to. The higher sights, so you can actually get a good sight radius above the suppressor. I mean, it's just, it's fully thought out.
Yeah, it's really, really nice package, ready to go. And of course, you know, throughout the M&P 2.0, you also have that nice new crisp trigger with a nice tactile audible reset.
Well, and that's the biggest thing.
Feature.
That's another big thing is that reset. And I'll see if I can get it to happen here on the mic if you listen.
There
it
go.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's just really well done all the way across the board.
Yeah.
price point on the new threaded gun?
Okay, the new threaded gun is $599 MSRP, okay, which will be the same as any of the other full-size series of the M&P 2.0.
Sure.
So there's really no upcharge for the thread or the suppressor height sights.
And that's ready to go shipping to dealers as we speak.
And then the Gemtech suppressor, the GM9, which is shown here on the gun, is $699 MSRP.
Very reasonable.
About six ounce weight, so very
excellent.
Nice and lightweight.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Very well done, sir. Okay, and as we continue, we'll be finding the new products for you, so stay tuned to the social media feeds and the podcast. There'll be more on the Shooting USA podcast to come. Thanks,
Jan. Thank you.